Sucker Punch. A dirty fairy tale written and narrated by If Only You Would. Chapter 3. Nancy Nottingham bubbles with excitement. Featuring the performer, Cuckoo Bananas. Nancy Nottingham was different. Much to the later chagrin of Simone, she was yet another person who was not purchasing Super Squash for the sake of a child. In fact, Nancy's claim to fame among her circle of friends were her elaborate and detailed dinner parties. She had planned one such party the night of her encounter with the Plungy, and her remaining obligations for the engagement were nearly insurmountable. Now, it bears repeating that her experience differed from everyone else because of the odd ingredient that hadn't been tested in the laboratory. Nancy had read an article several years prior about using flavored fizzy water to enhance the taste of drink mixes, and had routinely included it as part of a beverage assortment, alongside the traditional offerings one would see at these types of gatherings. By the time she had ripped the envelope open, she was verbally stringing together the litany of tasks she needed to finish before her guests would begin arriving. And she was stressed out. Too stressed, in fact, to notice the card Simone had left for her and four other lucky drink makers.
Quiches are cooling. Wine glasses are drying. Party games. Did I put out charades? Oh, I meant to invite Charles. I wonder if I can still reach him at the office.
She quizzically remarked to herself. Briskly, she stirred the mix into the tall, wide-mouthed pitcher and combined it with a large bottle of blackberry seltzer. Nancy had resounding success with the blackberry fizzle punch in the past, and yet had no idea what to expect with tonight's batch. Unlike Grady, Nancy was too distracted to notice the big, bright eyes of the Plungy emerge, blushing from the soupy, sugary liquid. She had turned her back on the pitcher to focus adding ingredients to her what-the-dilly-yo cucumber dill dip. She did, however, hear the gurgling fizz, and jumped when the silence of their kitchen was broken by the dainty belch of the pumpkin, slinking its way up the edge of the wooden spoon. Nancy yelped, but was not panicked by its presence, until, unannounced, the Plungy skin suddenly grew taut over the top of the handle, growing with a shudder to almost 5 times its original size. Uncertain of its threat, Nancy commented to herself, and seemingly to the ambiguous creature.
How did you end up getting mixed into my punch?
She leaned in to take a closer look at the Plungy skin, glowing bright pink, almost shimmering because of the kitchen light. By this point, she hadn't seen the clear tentacles stretching down the surface of the spoon, absorbing more of the punch. However, she had noticed the creature continuing to grow in size. This, in truth, was an unintended consequence of the additional carbonation, which had created fluctuations in the Plungy's absorption rate. Soon it was as big as a champagne flute and stretched several inches, dipping back down into the punch. Nancy stared for a moment, panicked and unaware of the altered state the Plungy was in.
What am I supposed to do here?
She mumbled, fumbling for the packet she discarded in hope she would find some explanation. In fact, she did, and she recited the urgent portions of Simone's information card.
Unique packet, super squash, special reward, secret. Put your palm next to the pitcher.
She glanced at a clock in the kitchen. Guests would be arriving in 1 hour's time, and her curious brain shifted a gaze back to the Plungy. It was a little charming in its quirky way.
Are you smiling at me, little fella?
She asked, before her impulses got the better of her, and she cautiously held her hand open to the edge of the spoon. As it had been trained, the Plungy hopped from the edge of the spoon into Nancy's palm. She giggled excitedly and felt her sticky, punch-stained hand wriggle as the growing tentacle sloshed over her wrist and up towards her elbow. The slippery globule inched to her wrist, but Nancy let out a teensy yelp, jerking her wrist down to her sides. Sensing a shortcut, the Plungy now changed its focus to the knees below Nancy's party dress. By this point, its tentacle stretched slickly down to the floor, and Nancy was now frozen in place in the center of the kitchen.
I don't get it. Is this supposed to be happening?
She giggled, tickled by the subtle suction inching up her thighs. The pumpkin blinked slowly, looking up at her. Then, in a quick, clever motion, dipped its head under the folds of her emerald skirt and pulled its way up between her legs. The sensation for Nancy was unexpected, of course. Mm-hmm. But as the warmth of her legs continued to radiate, drawing the fluctuated plungy ever closer, she relaxed, leaning her hands against the granite. In the distance, she heard her phone ring. But, paralyzed by her new visitor's motion against her smooth skin, she suddenly remembered an important step she had forgotten in getting ready.
I forgot to put on panties!
She exclaimed, just as the stretchy, spongy surface of the plungy reached her clitoris. A gentle bulge where the creature's torso had come to rest had outlined her dress, and she reached cautiously to pat the surface, beginning to feel the texture grind against her surprisingly sensitive and goosebumped skin. It was at this point that the carbonation consumed proved to be too much, and instead of the suction the plungy had been accustomed to delivering, a steady stream of built-up air began to trickle and blow across the surface of Nancy's clitoris. Focused on the very tip, then tracing down the glistened wetness of her slickened lips, she shuddered at the sensation and began to whimper softly. By this time, the tentacles now stretched across her backside and wrapped fully around the length of her waist. Tiny pustules pitter-pattered across her skin and underneath her dress. Nancy, too afraid to pry away the plungy's body, simply allowed the creature to continue, letting low moans escape her lips while she writhed away in delight. The stream of air suddenly stopped, and the plungy, unable to fixate its body against Nancy's clitoris, instead moved to bury itself between her legs. She trilled a bit as she felt her lips part, a flexible, living, perfectly fitting creature easing itself inside. She hadn't known the plungy was, at this point, nearly 10 times its size. And, according to how it was trained in the laboratory, it would only grow bigger inside of her. A stray tentacle reached to stretch around the top of her clit. Nancy moaned, feeling the tension building as the plungy wriggled its way to the back of her opening, keeping its body free for the most satisfying part to come.
Are you growing inside me?
She exclaimed, feeling the air inflating the creature inside of her and hearing the chirpy breathing of the puffkin while it continued to play with the clitoris. She reached between her legs, caressing the outside of its exposed body and sliding a finger underneath the tentacle to feel it throbbing against her skin. And slowly, the air pressure building up inside her, the thrust stimulated by the plungy by moving pockets of air between its slickened chambers, Nancy began to give in to her arousal. Her hand pressed against her engorged clitoris, which prompted the creature to grow even more. She strained and squealed, feeling it add pressure against her muscles, and responding by clenching the creature even further.
I can't help myself anymore.
She moaned, lowering to her knees and spreading her legs apart into a straddle. She glanced down at the floor, a tentacle dangling free, and slid it into her mouth, letting it suck her tongue back as she continued to feel it growing, pulsing inside of her. The thrust began to intensify, and she closed her eyes, the creature instinctively shifting its tense skin against hers. Suddenly, without warning, she felt the waves of her orgasm build to an apex and let her trembling legs sink down to the ground, her hand fixated against her clitoris. But as she came, she felt an unusual sensation. For the plunging, the pressure, carbonation, and the muscle contractions surrounding its body had proved to be too much. And, like a balloon popping, the body began to lose its form, the squishy membrane returning to gelatinous, then to liquid form. Suddenly, the puddle of satisfaction flooded the kitchen floor beneath Nancy's knees. It glistened a bit, shimmering in the sunshine, but worrying her a bit. She felt the tentacles around her lose their tension and drip in sticky strings down the surface of her backside, thighs, and pelvis. As the intense moment began to leave her, she looked down and saw the mess she and the now disintegrated creature had made, and felt her hips buckle down. Between satisfied breaths, she saw no evidence remaining of a special visitor. Had this been the intent the whole time? Confused, she stood up, a jumbled mess, and looked at her dress, now damp from the waist down.
Well, I guess I have to change and clean up now,
she said, happy and puzzled. There was still 30 minutes before the party, and it seemed unlikely anyone would ever believe her. So she made no mention of it to anyone until she contacted Simone the following week. But there were still 3 packets, 3 plungies to be discovered. Who would be next?